again to Fool to Change the World. I'm Braden Ford, and this is a series where we interview upcoming Christian artists of all types to share with you guys their amazing music and their ministry. Today, we're joined by a fabulous trio of siblings, Hinge Point, which we're super excited to talk with you guys, to dive into your music, your ministry. So at first, could you guys introduce yourselves, well, individually and collectively, to all the people who are just joining in?
Yes, of course. So we're Hinge Point. I'm Callie.
I'm Cassidy.
And I'm Candy.
Yeah, we're all sisters. We just love writing and singing music about Jesus. And yeah, it's kind of fun. So we're twins, me and Cassidy. We're 18.
Yeah, and then I'm 16.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that. So how did you guys get started? Because you guys are still really young and been going at this for several years now with Hinge Point. So how did that get started?
Yeah, so we've been singing ever since we were super little, just all the time growing up singing. And it was during COVID where we decided to start our group. We felt the Lord calling us to sing about Him. And yes, yeah, so we've been doing it for about 3 years now.
Wow. Love that. And I'm sure you guys have seen much from that, from just doing it for 3 years now. Like, you guys have released, I think, 2 albums already and several singles. Mm-hmm. So what's that been like, releasing music out there? Because I know you guys do originals and covers. Mm-hmm. So what's that been like?
It's been really cool to release a song and see it, like, touch someone's heart or have the lyrics be an answer to someone's prayer or mean something to somebody. It's been really cool. And sometimes when we write music, it's just like, after we write a song, we're like, oh my goodness, we wrote that? But no, it's God that's writing those songs and helping us. And it's just a really cool process to see.
Love that. So how long have you, you guys, about 3 years, but where did the name Hinge Point come from? Because I think you guys normally, like with a lot of upcoming bands, like they have a name at first and they change it to a new name. But I think you guys have had Hinge Point since the start. So where's that name come from?
Yeah, so honestly, the story behind the name Hinge Point, so like Cassie said, we started during COVID. You know, our school shut down. We couldn't go to church anymore. And we were feeling pretty lonely and, like, nervous. We didn't know what the future looked like. And like Cassie said about feeling called to be making this music, we jumped right into that. We started singing covers about Jesus and writing songs about Him and performing and all sorts of things. And it completely changed the direction of our lives. Like, so a hinge point is like there's a line going one way, and then when it changes direction, there's that point, right, where everything changed. And that's what this group has been for us. It was a complete hinge point, and that's really what the name is for us.
Yeah, and we hope that our music can be a hinge point for those who listen, that it can change the direction of their lives as well.
Wow, I love that. Especially if you guys are reaching so many people out there through social media, whether young girls around your age or people of all ages, of all types. I love seeing that ministry go out. What's it been like, though, sharing, like, so much of social media? Because, like, I'm always seeing you guys on our feed, which we love. So what's that been like, doing so many covers? Like, several times a week now, I think you guys post so many songs. What's that response been?
Yeah, it's been super fun. So before we started our group, none of us had any social media at all. So it's been kind of a journey to figure out how it all works and, yeah, just figuring it all out. But we love creating content and singing and posting the little clips of the songs that we do. It's been super fun.
Love that. That definitely would be a lot of fun, learning all of it for the first time like that. Our name of what we do for Fool to Change the World, it's a little weird of a name, but we do it because Christian music can seem foolish for people to do, especially upcoming artists, independent. It seems like really an uphill battle, but yet we know the power of God, how He uses it. So we'd love to ask you guys this question. How have you seen God use music to change the world through people's lives and everything? How have you seen that?
Well, I've seen God use music in a lot of ways. Like, just an example, the other day, I was in the car with my dad, and he turned up the radio, and there was a song on. It was This Is Our God by Phil Wickham. And I was kind of walking through a tough time, and those lyrics, like, touched my heart. It was exactly what I needed to hear right then. So that's one way I see God use music to bless my life, and I've seen Him bless others' lives. Like, through our songs, we get comments and we hear, like, this song really touched my heart, and I needed this, like, right then. So it's just really cool to see it in my life and other people's, too.
I love that, especially because you guys have been releasing music for a while now. It's so many songs. I'm sure that what artist, especially, just thinking this question off the top of my head, what covers have you done from songs that really matter to you? Like, which one, some standout covers that have you've heard, it's touched your lives, that you've now released?
That's a really good question. I would say, do you guys know what Irreplaceable? We did a cover of Riley Clemens' song Irreplaceable, and that just has a super special touching message, especially for, girls, teenage girls and young adult girls who are just trying to find their way, knowing that like that's what you are to God. You matter so much to him that he could never replace you. That's just who you are. And I think especially those covers that are like how much you're worth and like what you mean to God are the ones that really click with us and really touch our hearts.
Love that. Especially, I see that theme through guys' music a lot, to times through identity and confidence in Jesus, especially to so many young girls through your guys' music, which you guys released an album, I think, just about a month or so ago now.
That was a little bit ago. Yeah, I think in February, so earlier this year.
It's all good. I love the album. Especially impressed by your guys' original music as well, because your first album, I think, had a lot more covers. This one still got the covers, which I love, but so much original music. And you just released one of those songs to radio, a radio version of it. So what's that been like, releasing your new album? What's the story behind it, along with that radio version?
So we released our first album a little bit ago, and a lot of those songs were kind of country songs, had a lot of like country vibes to it, and we loved that. It was so fun. But for our second album, we wanted to take it a little bit of a different direction and make it more poppy. So like, I don't know, we wanted it to relate more to people our age. And so we had so much fun taking covers and kind of changing them up and making them our own, as well as writing a lot of songs for that album. And I think the overall message is just like worth and identity in Christ. And it just has a lot of encouraging messages, like encouraging people in their walk with the Lord. So it's been cool to see those songs go out into the world and to hear how people have related to them and how it's helped them through hard times.
So good. And about the song you just released a radio version of, what's the story behind that one? I think it's called, correct me if I'm wrong, I Need Jesus in the Parentheses So Bad.
Yeah,
that's
I
it. So this song
love the
is
title.
almost identical to the original version, actually. But usually, there's a radio version if it has like bad words or stuff. They can't be in it. But this is G-related for godly. It's almost the same, except in the end of I Need Jesus So Bad, it kind of fades out and then comes back in, kind of like a fun dance party. But we had to take it out, just have it kind of fade out for the radio version, and then it doesn't give everyone who hears it on the radio a big surprise.
Hopefully that catch traction, because I'd love to hear that song, especially hearing the message of you girls. Like, it's so good seeing young people out there doing music. I know I'm still young too, but I'm a little old, I can use that term. So, but love seeing that, and through your guys' ministry, I know God's using it mightily. I love seeing all the covers. So many songs have inspired me, along with some of my sisters and other friends. So thank you guys for what you're doing, especially.
That's all
Thank
you.
That's nice.
Now, before we wrap this up, I'd love to ask you guys one last question. As many people know, I work with a website also called New Release Today, which is the biggest Christian music website out there. And one thing we always ask at interviews is, how can we be praying for you? Whether individually or collectively, how can we be praying for you guys?
Oh, that is so sweet. We could definitely use prayers. One thing that we are really hoping for that we could use prayers for is that we want our music to reach the one. That one person who is having a hard day, who's kind of lost hope, or who's really worried about something, whatever it is, we know that God has perfect timing, and we would ask that y'all could pray that our music can find the one in that moment when they need it the most.
Wow, I love that. We'll definitely be praying for that. Thank you guys again for joining us. Sorry it's all a little spontaneous, but so glad we
No,
could.
thanks for having
Yeah,
us.
this is awesome.
Of course. And of course, everyone listening, whether you're listening to this on podcast platforms or watching right now, be sure to follow Hinge Point on all social medias, on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, all things to keep up with their music and ministry. And again, we'll join you guys again hopefully soon for a full change of the world. And thank you again, Hinge Point, for joining
Oh,
us.
thank
Wow.
you.
Thank you
so
so
much.
much.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye.